everyone. Welcome to another episode of Online Podcast. This is episode number 5. Again, I'm recording at night. It is right now 10:04 p.m. Kansas City time, Sunday, December 5th. Just like I did on the last show in San Francisco, it's Sunday, 8:04 p.m. In New York, it's 11:04 p.m. And of course, in Georgetown, Penang, my hometown, is 12:04 on Monday, which is December 6th. Thank you for downloading or listening off the web of my show, Online Podcast. And okay, here's a few things I want to let you know. First of all, I don't have any guests with me this episode. That's all right. But I have a lot of stuff that I would like to talk to you about, actually. First thing is, again, thank you for all the emails that I've been getting from everyone, and I'll talk to you about that later on in the show. Once again, to remind you, my email address is online@gmail.com. It is ongline@gmail.com. And you can also go to my blog site to download all the online podcasts on directly from my blog, which is online.johnong.com. Or you can also subscribe to the feed. Just click on that XML icon to the right on my blog site, and you can subscribe that feed on any of your application that you download, like iPod or X or whatever, to get the show directly from my site down to your computer and automatically put into your iPod also, so, or other devices. I'm not sure if it is automatically done yet on other devices, but you can definitely do that yourself. It's a great thing that if you can do it automatically, that you just get the show. I doubt anybody out there are doing this, because most of the people who are listening to the show I have spoken to. So, well, if you are out there listening to this show and you know that you actually are using your own aggregator or whatever that you are using to download the show, let me know. Yet once again, my email is online@gmail.com. Just let me know. I just would like to hear from anybody else who are listening to this show and who are actually not my friends. I like to know that too, which is okay if there's no such people out there, because my main reason why I started this show is to be able to actually use my voice and talk to all my friends back home in Penang, in KL, in Singapore. So, but it would be great too if you're listening to the show elsewhere. I do know that there are a few people out there, for instance, Michael's friend, because Michael was my guest last week. And she has brought in a lot of audience. You know, she's a famous gal, and she has brought in a lot of people downloading the show because she was on it. And it was really fun having her. Hey, Michael, you still haven't sent me those pictures. She took a few pictures during the show, and I thought that we're going to post it up on my website as my podcast slideshow, but she never did send me those pictures. So whenever she, you know, get those pictures sent over, I'll post it, or maybe never. Anyway, thank you, Michael, again for being on my show. It was really fun to have you, and I really hope that we get to do this again, either in person or through iChat or something like that. So moving along, the next thing is I also have a comment line. I have not had anybody called in yet, because, you know, I'm not surprised, because most people who are tuning into the show or downloading the show are actually in not in the United States, and in order to call that comment line, you have to, you know, pay long distance, and I'm not expecting you to do that. But if you're here in the United States and you're listening to it, and you have a cell phone that already covers long distance calling, then, you know, why don't you call and leave a comment line on my comment line, and the number is 901-234-5398. But this is how I like to remember it. 901-234-5, then 389. So I'll post that number again on my website so you can leave a comment line, and I will play your comment line during my show also. Okay, it's the holiday season. It's December now. So very quickly, by the way, very, very unexpectedly, boom, all of a sudden it's December. We have already had two big snowstorms here in Kansas City. Very pretty snowstorm. I'm actually have a link to Bruce's blog where he posted a picture, a really nice picture that he took of our house when it was snowing really heavily. So that was our first one, the one on the picture, and we already had another snow, which was really nice. And I was telling my parents about that. They were kind of glad that they were away from the cold weather. But actually, today isn't too bad. Today's wet. Today is really, really wet. And it was a little cold in the morning, but then it kind of warmed up a little bit. Now it's like almost in the lower 40s or 50s. Well, I shouldn't say now because I haven't been out for a while, but earlier, about 3-4 hours ago, it wasn't too bad. So it's the holiday season, and shopping and everybody, you know, buying gifts and all that. I haven't really started anything. First of all, I don't have a lot of money. And second of all, I will be away for the holiday. Some of you might know that I am actually leaving town on Christmas Eve, and I might, you know, totally miss Christmas entirely, depending on how you count it. If you were to count, because, you know, I'm losing a day flying back to Malaysia, so I'm actually, my flight takes off on December 25th, early in the morning at 1 o'clock, I think, from Seattle, and then it would fly straight to Taipei. By the time I get to Taipei, it's already past the 25th, and by the time I get back to Penang, it would be late afternoon of December 26th. So, well, I might meet Santa on the way flying over there, because we do kind of like wrap around North Pole over to get over to Malaysia from the United States. So that's the holiday. Bruce has been doing a lot of Christmas decorating already, and that kind of add to the whole festivity and the whole holiday feel to the house. He's been putting up, actually he has a few more to be done for the outdoor. I might be helping him doing that. And so it's feeling Christmassy, feeling holiday-y. So next thing, today I went to Costco. It's really nice. I didn't have to work today. It's Sunday. I didn't have to work. I worked yesterday, but I didn't have to work today. I went out to run a few errands. One of them is, you know, going to Costco to purchase a few things. We usually get our AAA, AA batteries from Costco. So we went to Costco and purchased, I went there and purchased a few things. And I just like to, you know, browse around the fruit area to see what kind of fruit they have. And guess what? They have pomelo. That's, you know, people from Malaysia, you know, it's lok yao. Or okay, that's Cantonese, or in Hokkien is called yuwa. So I found a bag of 4 pomelos, and I think the last time I saw pomelos, it was probably on Martha Stewart's show, and she was talking about it, and I was like, oh yeah, that's yuwa. And we go to Ipoh, you know, it's like a famous thing. We go to Ipoh in Perak state in Malaysia. You go to Ipoh to get pomelo because that's what the orchard is Ipoh is very famous for its orchard, pomelo orchard. So it was very fun, and I ate it. It's not as big as the one that we that I'm used to, but it still tasted good. It's sweet and it's very nice. If for those who are not quite sure what I'm talking about, pomelo is like a big greenish yellow grapefruit. Tastes kind of like grapefruit too, with a hint of bitterness. But the good ones usually are fairly sweet. If it's sour, then it's not good. But the one that I was having was really good. So I kind of had that for my lunch and with some pistachio. And so that was great. The reason why I went out, the first stop today was going to Target. The reason why I stopped by Target is because yesterday we went out shopping, Bruce and I, in the evening, went over to Target and picked up a few things. And I've been contemplating getting a good shaver, something that I really want for a while. And typically, what I like is kind of expensive, and I ended up not getting it. And when my parents were here, I was actually shopping for it just to check out the price, and it was like over $100, $160, $70. The actual model that I want, it's brawn, and it has this self-cleaning system that you just, you know, put the shaver on there, and it self-cleans itself. I really liked it, and I've been thinking about it for a few months now, and I finally gave in. The reason was I bought a $10 off of $10 Braun shaver, electric shaver off of the discount shelf at Walmart. Okay, I used it, and it was fine. Less than, I'd say, 3 weeks, maybe even 2 weeks. While I was opening up, there's two pieces of mesh on top. Well, there's one metal frame on the outside, and then the plastic and the metal mesh is one piece, and that snap onto the top part of the metal frame. I opened that up to clean it, and I broke it already. I mean, it's like 2 weeks old. So, you know, and for a few weeks, I was having to use my index finger on my thumb on that broken piece. Otherwise, it would start vibrate and flipping on me like a bird. So I've been like pressing on that thing and use it for a few weeks. And I finally gave in last night. I actually bought a really nice shaver. It's not the top of the line. It's not the $170 one. I think it's like $140. So I got that, and you know, I was like, okay, fine, it'll last me for a long time. So I bought it and went to the checkout, checked out everything. And while she was scanning it, it came out as I think $139 or something. And then she said, the computer, so the register says, scan gift card. And I was like, okay, well, what's that? I didn't know that there's a promotion or offer or anything or a discount. Then she just asked me, oh, can you pick up one of the Target gift card for me? So I picked one up for her. And she scanned it and she said, oh, you got $15 discount. Well, $15 put on this gift card for you by purchasing that shaver. I said, oh, great, that's a $15 discount. I was excited, blah, 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 telling Bruce about that. Went home, and a few hours later, we realized that we actually left a bag of our stuff that we bought. Like, Bruce's shaving cream and my hair serum and a bunch of other stuff, just my moisturizer and everything. I left it in the store, paid. So, I mean, I wasn't too concerned. I know that they would probably have kept it for me. But so the next morning I went up there, and long story short, after talking to a few people, got the sack bag. And so I have everything now, so... and I got a shaver, and I got a $15 gift card now that I get to spend at Target. So that's really good. So, what's next? Okay, I am planning on playing a track that I found really nice. I enjoy listening to the song from Indie Feed. And so if I have time, I'm gonna play that. That's about, it's about four, about five minute long, about 4 second 50 some ish second, so 4 minute 54 second ish. So I'm gonna play that song if I have time. I hope I do, but there's still a few things that I would like to talk about. The next thing on my list that I want to tell you about is other than going back to visit my family, for sure, friends, the next big thing on my list is actually, or the main thing why I would go back during that time is because of my friend's wedding. Calvin, Yijian, is getting married. And there's this kind of this fun thing. And the reason why I so wanted to go, and I'm, you know, he also asked me to be his best man. So I'm going to have to be there. I've never been a best man. I've always wanted to be one. I don't know why, because it's glamorous or something. I don't know. But I hope I don't have to do a whole lot. I'm already doing quite a bit. But that's, you know, that's not the responsibility of the best man. I'm actually building a rather more complex and not just a PowerPoint presentation, not just a PowerPoint presentation of the pictures. You know, showing slideshows are very common in most weddings, even here in the States, but even more so in the in Asia. So they have asked me, you know, since you're a motion graphic designer, can you do something that is a little bit more, you know, slightly different from everybody else's? And of course I said, yes, yeah, I'm gonna do that for them. So they've been sending me pictures and looking through all those pictures, and I kind of have a little bit of an idea of what to do. Hey, you guys still need to pick a song for me. And so I'm going to get a song from them, and it's just going to do a bunch of, put a bunch of pictures together, like a slideshow, but with some motion graphics here and there. So that's what I'm going to do. I have all the pictures compiled. I just need to start working on it. I'm also, Calvin said that they've been looking for ring pillows. Haven't found one that they really like. I'm going to go and look around in stores and actually possibly even online. I would like to have a little bit of an idea. If you're listening, I hope that you are, but if you're listening, I'm going to pop into Hokkien for a little bit. 이제는 실로 티아디오니 before I phone you, make sure the 가봐강 the boy 안저콴아 maybe Joe 가봐강 I do 안저콴아 에즈레 ring pillow 가봐강. So that like shop ma, huh? Because well, the coupon kids that going the craft store, maybe get kapangin the boy. So well, maybe can be try out the but definitely, I know for sure there's a ton of selection of ring pillows. I'm going to do that for them. Wow. Oh, okay. Also, one of the emails that I got was from Zicheng is a friend of mine back in high school. We were in the drama group together, and if I'm not mistaken, the last I understood, he was a teacher. He was probably teaching in an art school, I think. I don't know whether he's still doing that or not, but he wrote me an email and said that, hey, it's really good to hear your voice, blah, blah, blah. Of course, he also commented on my English. That is, you know, to American, I sound like Chinese or Malaysian speaking English, but to some of my friends in Asia, I sound a lot like American speaking English. But you know, I'm caught halfway. I'm always gonna be that way. not really American accent and not really Malaysian accent, but kind of sort of in between. But that's all right. That's all right. So it's really good to hear from him. I hope that that's what I'm hoping would happen, is to actually have all my friends who we used to hang out together listen to my show and actually get to hear a little bit of my life and my update about what I'm doing, through audio rather than just writing. I think that's much more intimate, I think. So next email that I would also like to mention here on my show is Yuko. Pilot Yuko. You probably heard about this on my last show, on last week's show about Yuko, who was in the International King and Queen competition when I was in college, and we used to hang out together. She's very smart and very nice, and she wrote me a nice email today. Just got it and told me, I don't want to tell you everything, but she pretty much said that she's doing really well. And she's doing her master's degree in Oklahoma and not getting married anytime soon, as we were talking about in the last show. Do have plans, but not anytime very soon. But she does have almost 2,000 hours of flying, and so sounds like she's doing really well, and really nice to hear from you, Yuko. And I hope that she said that she's going to check back on the show more often. So I hope you're listening to this. And so it's really great to hear from friends, especially through podcasts. I hope more friends would actually listen to the show and actually write to me. I know there are a few people who are listening to the show. Oh, actually, Gwen is going to listen to the show too. Gwen, if you're listening, just, you know, catch me on iChat or catch me on AIM, or send me an email that you're actually listening to this show. Surprisingly, it's show number 5 already, and it's doing pretty well. Checking on the stats on my website, there were hits from everywhere: Australia, Singapore, Netherlands, Great Britain, US, of course. A lot of other places, India even. So if you are those people who are actually listening to this podcast from anywhere in the United States or elsewhere, who you just found the show off of the web and you don't really know me, I would appreciate if you call me on my comment line 901-235-398, or just, send me an email to online@gmail.com. And that would be really nice to hear from people. Like I mentioned on my previous show, that two people just happened to bump into my podcast and sent me a couple of emails. So I think, okay, now I'm going to probably time. I think I'm doing all right. And I'm going to start playing the song that I was telling you about. And let me give you a little bit of a background of how I found this song. I'm subscribed to indiefeed.com, and they are a website featuring independent musicians and singers and all that. And I'm subscribed to them. And so every once in a while, I get a few tracks that I really enjoy. So I have a compilation of that, and I will play them. I'll play them one by one. I'm going to start with this track called Driving Selena's, and it's by the group called The Rosewood Fall, and you can definitely find more information about that group on indiefeed.com, and I'll definitely provide that URL on my show notes, as well as the Rosewood Fall's own website, which is simply Rosewood Fall. That's rosewoodfal.com, rosewoodfall.com. So you can find out more about their EP named Demonstrate on their website, or just go to indiefeed.com. So here it is, and take a listen to it and see if you like them.
Today I saw an old man sitting on a flatbed trying to play a tune from the one that he heard before. The strings were out of tune, and everybody knew that the one that he was singing for wasn't listening anymore. Today I saw an old man sitting on a flatbed trying to play a tune from the one that he heard before. The strings were out of tune, and everybody knew that the one that he was singing for wasn't listening. He said, I've still got just one thing left to say. Life's like you waiting? And I was so frustrated. You know that he's not coming back, but you won't make a move. The doors have all been closed, and everybody knows that there really isn't all that much that you've got to lose.
That song, I am just fading this song off by memory because I did not hear, when I played that song, it did not come through my headphone. So I hope that went well. I'm going to have to find out when the show is done. So, but at least I can see the waveform that it got recorded, but I never did get to hear. And I've played the song many times enough that I think right around 4 minutes and 10 seconds is when I should be fading it out and have my audio come back in. I hope that worked out fine. I guess we'll find out. And so that was a piece that I found out again, just to give you some information about that band. I hope you like the sound of them. I hope you like that song specifically. It is called Driving Salinas, and you can find out more information about that band, The Rosewood Fall, either from indiefeed.com or go straight to rosewoodfall.com, and definitely I'll provide that information on my website as well. So there you go. Once again, finally made it for the fifth time, my online podcast number 5. And thank you so much for downloading the show everywhere in the world. Thank you so much. And I'll be seeing those people in Penang very soon. And definitely we'll be doing a show back in Penang also. So take care, everybody. And I'll hope to hear from you the next time on online podcast. Bye-bye.